This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man accused of firebombing a crowd of peaceful pro-Israel demonstrators in Boulder pleaded not guilty to charges from the attack today. Appearing in state court in a wheelchair, Mohammed Salomon, who is a 46-year-old Egyptian national, spoke to the judge through an Arabic interpreter. 15 people were injured in the June 1st attack. One elderly woman later died from her injuries. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Dougherty spoke to reporters after the trial was set for summer of 2026.
The victims want this to go to trial as soon as possible. They want justice to be done for the victims, their families, and for this community.
Salomon also faces trial on federal hate crime charges next year. Family-owned farms and ranches could get a break on their taxes under a bipartisan bill planned for next year. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The bill would expand Colorado's official definition of a farm or ranch to cover land that's predominantly used to grow crops or graze livestock, not only for that purpose. That could open up access to tax breaks. The policy comes from the legislature's Water Resources and Agriculture Review Committee. Another bill would tighten rules for the Colorado Proud label. Products could only carry it if the state agriculture department authorizes them to. Also, only products grown in the state could be advertised as being produced in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Denver, continued mild for the rest of the week with temperatures and highs in the mid to upper 60s. This is CPR News.